Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee for case HI22-004 regarding Nicholas Marksberry. Time is now 9:06 a.m., November 30th, 2021. My name is Greg Rame. I'm an investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees introduce themselves. Let's start with, to my immediate left, Ms. Loera.
Orlando Nora, Board Staff.
Scott Thonold, Assistant Attorney General, Board Counsel.
I am Nick Marksberry, former home inspector.
Lacey Marksberry, wife of Nick.
Kirk Winter, Deputy Director, Arizona Board of Technology Association.
Edward Padilla, Committee Member.
Clark Booth, Committee Member.
And Keith Smith, Committee Member, Home Inspector.
And you're next, Mr. Hahn.
John Hahn, homeowner, 5125 West Condor. My wife, Cassandra, is also in the room.
Okay, very good, thank you. We're recording this, so please speak up for me so that the digital recorder picks up everything that's said. There's a little bit of a distance from the recorder itself, so I just want to remind everybody that. Okay, just a few reminders. The meeting is being recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it's clear who is speaking. This is important so that when I go back to the recording, I know exactly who said what. Third, please take time to turn off your cell phone or silence it so that it doesn't disrupt the meeting. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review the following allegation received through a complaint on August 4th, 2021, and it's alleged that the respondent during a February 8th, 2021 home inspection failed to report on the adverse condition of the air conditioning system. A number of possible violations of the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors, which were identified during the assessment process, will also be reviewed and discussed during the executive session. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine whether any of the following alleged violations are, and there's just one, of the Boards Practice Act. And that is failing to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors and possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to R430-301.01 of the Arizona Administrative Code. The committee will vote on the alleged violations of the Boards Practice Act. All committee findings and recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report, and EAC refers to Enforcement Advisory Committee. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based on the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. I should note that I have conflict affidavits from all of the three members serving. And so I'll just go one by one. Mr. Smith, are you comfortable and have reviewed the information?
I'm comfortable and I have reviewed it.
Okay, Mr. Booth?
Yes, that's affirmative.
Okay, and Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Okay, very well, thank you. Much of the fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interview process. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, followed by the respondent. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential information.
I can make a motion.
Okay, that's Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith has made the motion. Do I have a second?
I second that. Oh, Edward Padilla.
Okay, a second by Edward Padilla. I'll do a roll call vote. Mr. Smith? Aye or nay?
To what?
To the motion.
Oh, aye.
Okay, Mr. Booth?
Aye.
Mr. Padilla.
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously.
Get out.
No. not just yet.